Welcome in NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the round five review. This is a little bit better. Much, much better footy played this weekend. Crazy weekend with the weather. Supercoach scores were pretty nuts. Some massive scores and some absolute shockers as well. So, if you're on the wrong end of some of that gnarly stuff that happened, commiserations. Pretty brutal, and it did lead to some quite a big difference in scores. Looking at some of the head-to-head leagues and looking around some of the teams there, some scores really high, and quite a few low ones down to a lot of bad luck there. But you know, that's Supercoach, it happens, and you just got to roll with it. There's no point getting too down the dumps. You pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get stuck in to next week. Right, where we start? Oh, probably the game of the year so far for 2024. Storm and Broncos down in Amy.
The Storm trying to seal it with another try. Kick goes up. Kick by Staggs. I think Hughes has sealed the deal.
Matty Thompson there for Channel 9 calling a unbelievable try for Hughes and one of a bunch of unbelievable tries in that game, helping the Storm to a 34-32 victory over the Broncos down in Melbourne. Wonderful game of footy. This had a bit of everything. Really did. Let's have a look. Eli Katoa with the doubles. Xavier Coates, Will Warbrick, Wishart, and Hughes scoring tries for the Storm. For the Broncos, Mariner, Mann with a double, Arthurs, and Big Ben Takura crashing over. Yeah, everything happened here. Reynolds went down with it. Sounds like it's a hamstring. We're a bit concerned it was a knee. He was pretty upset at halftime in the sheds there. So it didn't look great. Sounds like it's just a hamstring. So that's good. That's a good result there for Reynolds and the Broncos. He's vital to them. Yeah, man, what a crazy game. It wasn't like you look at 34-32 and you think, okay, tackling was optional, but it was just a high standard of footy. The attack was superb. I thought Jerome Hughes was the best player on the field. Geez, he played well. Munster looked good in his first game back. Didn't have to do too much, but he looked fit. He didn't look impeded by the groin at all. Eli Katoa is just a beast. Didn't follow through on my own advice there, and he came back to hurt me. Very, very strong. When you've got guys like Hughes and Munster, putting them through gaps. And he's got that little wee move there with the wee pop-in inside ball to Pappenhausen, which almost worked again. Storm, very slick. Grant out of dummy half doing his thing. Very, very slick. And as for the Broncos, that's a pretty good loss. As far as losses go, that's pretty good. You heard Kimmy Walters after the game. Lara Pitts, said something about how I know it was a loss, but it was an enjoyable game to watch. And Kevy very sarcastically kind of said, "Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lara." A little bit of salt and a little bit of saltiness there. But he's coaching the team. They lost the game. Lost the game they could have won. Kevy's a good man. It's all good. But great game of footy. Let's look at the Supercoach scores. Eli Katoa with 110. I mean, he's a legit option for sure. This team looks slick. They're a top four side every day of the week. Jerome Hughes, like I said, best player on the field, 108. Left field Supercoach option, it's really Cleary, it's Hines, and maybe SJ. They're the three standouts in the halfback position. Harry Grant, 79. Brought in Grant this week. It was a bit of a late call pre-game. Just watching them, I thought the Storm, based on the pre-game, I thought, oh, I got a really, really bad feeling. I'm going to bring in Harry Grant. Worked out, 79. Bloor, 63. He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good there on that left edge. I believe Chan was playing Q Cup. So whether they just wanted to give him a game in Q Cup, it was just a hand infection. So it's not like he's trying to build up from a leg injury or something. So that's interesting. Chan just might become dead weight in our sides, I think. We've got a bit of a bad feeling because Bloor did look strong. Pappenhausen, just 50. Just the ball just didn't bounce his way on Thursday night. If you're an owner, I wouldn't be too worried about that. Anyone else of interest? Not really. At the Broncos, Jesse Arthurs, 81. Got a line break in the first 5 or 10 minutes. I sat him, which I I was just scared there was a 20 for Jesse Arthurs in this game. So I sat him. I thought, I'm going to roll with front rowers and play Henry. And I decided to play Hughes for the Dogs because I just thought that game will be played through the middle and he might punch out of 30, 35 and probably outscore Arthurs. Arthurs with 81. So he was my – I only had 18 available this week. He was my 18th. So not to be – I had some pretty good luck elsewhere during the week. So I'm not going to cry about that too much. Carrigan again, 65. That's how he rolls. Takura, 57. Interesting watch here. You think Willison will be back possibly next week. Haas probably isn't that far away. So Takura, I think they'll go softly with him. He's a big boy. He's still only very, very young. I wouldn't be jumping on him just yet. Others, DeMariner with a back injury. Slammed on his back quite hard, and I believe there was a fracture there. Pretty nasty. Apparently it's not too serious. He'll be back in about a month. Opens the door possibly for Corey Oates to come into the 17. The starting lineup. We'll see how that plays out. But yeah, good game. Very, very good game of footy. Storm getting the win in that one. Right, Friday night, and this was interesting, wasn't it? The weather really coming down in Sydney. Bulldogs hosting the Roosters at a core in front of a massive crowd. How many people? 4,000? 5,000? Hard to tell. Not flash. Roosters coming off, they weren't too good against the Panthers the week before. And the Dogs, they lost on Good Friday to the Bunnies. You'd think the Roosters would be all over this one, wouldn't you?
He's kicking out. Down the short side, he beats Dominic Young cold. He's got Burton backing up on the inside. Draw and pass. The pass is okay. Kick out. And Burton, the Bulldogs have three.
Warren Smith there for Fox Sport as the Bulldogs. Huh? The Bulldogs. 30 beat the Sydney Roosters 26 in a bizarre game of footy played in atrocious conditions Friday night. It was 26-0 at halftime, I think, something like that. Let's scroll down, have a wee look. I think it was 26-0 at halftime. Roosters just didn't show up. They looked terrible. They just didn't rock up whatsoever. Nasty head injury for Tedesco with the Vili Kikau charging down that left edge there, and Tedesco putting his body on the line. Got knocked out cold. So we won't see Teddy next week. We won't see Sam Walker next week. HIA as well. There was a send-off for Dom Young, which was totally legit. A minus 14 for Dom Young. Wow. So a couple of underwhelming scores, to say the least, for Dom Young owners. And then I think he's got 3 weeks on the sideline, maybe two. So not great. It was a send-off every day of the week. Poor old Blake Taff was out cold. Victor Radley with a bullshit hip drop. Wasn't a hip drop. And it was subsequently, he didn't have a case to answer for by the match review committee. Yet he got 10 in the bin. And what's that about? That's just, you know, I can understand why Robbo was a bit pissed off in the press conference. I'm not with him when he said that probably wasn't a send-off, and if that's the new standard, then so be it. Let's be consistent. That's a send-off, mate. You charged then off your line, and you made contact with the bloke's head, with your, you know, swinging arm to the head. It's send-off every day of the week. 30-26, Taff did score a try very, very early on before getting knocked out. Matty Burton with three, if you don't mind, and Sam Hughes. Let's get some cash generation going for Sam Hughes. Crashing over for a try will do that. I was pretty stoked because, like I said, I decided to play him over Jesse Arthurs in my starting in my 17, and I was pretty happy with that. Like I said, I would have taken a 35 of just base in the middle of the field. But scoring a try, you beauty. He will start to make some decent coin for us owners, which most of us are. At the Roosters, Egan Butcher with a double, Nafahu White, Joey Manu, who went back to fullback, and you would expect will be fullback again this week and becomes a tasty, tasty, tasty option for Supercoach as well. And Daniel Tupou scored a try. Let's look at some Supercoach scores here. Matty Burton with 147, if you don't mind. I wouldn't be jumping on. He's pretty hit and miss, old Matty Burton. The jewel helps. Sam Hughes, 72. Max King, 70. Broken hand, I believe, for Max King. A lot of injuries out of this. I think Kikau suffered a bit of a leg injury. Kurt Mann with a broken hand as well. And Connor Tracy, a calf strain. So a lot of concerns for the Dogs. They've got the Storm on Friday night. So not a bad week to load up on the Storm. Could be an opportunity. I think Sherry, who came into this game, looks like I reckon he'll get a gig. Probably bigger minutes for Josh Curran, who's now officially dual second row, front row. So there you go. Owners rejoice. Yeah, could be some options there because they are the walking wounded at the Bulldogs. Crichton possibly going to be fullback as well. Went into fullback after the TAF HIA, and you'll think he'll be playing there again this week. At the Roosters, Joey Marnie, 108 at fullback. He gets his hands on the ball a lot. Problem with Joey, and I love the guy, absolutely love him, he's not a very good passer. And it's not that he doesn't like to pass. I think it's that he's just not very good at it in terms of your stock standard, left to right, right to left. The flick passes and the hard stuff, he's awesome at. The basic stuff, not as good. And it's good and bad for Supercoach because it means he's running it a lot more and taking the tackle and then or getting points from the offload. It also means he's not putting his wingers through for easy tries and getting those try and line break assists. In saying that, I'm going to move heaven and earth to get him this week if he's named at fullback. I mean, don't get me wrong. If Joey's playing fullback, you've got to get him in your side at CT Dub, and he should be under 700 grand. We'll wait and see. Kiri, 85, he really stood up in the second half when Sam Walker went out. Just not working with Walker and Kiri. They're just not vibing together whatsoever. But Kiri did everything he could in that second half to get the Roosters back into that game. Angus Crichton, 83, becomes a very big option this week as well. Lots of decent options are coming up. Angus Crichton, certainly one of them. But again, you're rolling the dice with what the Roosters are going to do in that second row rotation policy. Who knows what Robinson's going to dish up. Late changes and all the rest of it as well. Is it worth the drama? Possibly not. I've already been stung by Wong. I don't want Angus to fuck me over as well. Excuse the language. Anything else here? Terrell May, just 21. Very much limited minutes. Don't worry, we've all got him. It's all good. Yeah, Tedesco for Dom Young, minus 15. Yuck. Yuck, 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 yuck. All right, how are we going for time here? We'll be back in a minute. Righto, second game on Friday. And we were up in Newcastle where the weather was even worse. Got really, really wet. A little bit toward in the second half there. Some puddles starting to form on the pitch. You'd expect to be tight, low scoring, just bleh, grudgy, drudgy, dreary footy, but not to be.
Play behind him there. Ponga fires it away to Tuala. Down the wing, Inari Tuala puts it on the boot. Ponga's there. Ponga slides through the water, collects the Steeden, and scores the match winner.
Matty Thompson there for Channel 9. As Kalen Ponga scored a try? Of course he did. Had the old Ponga in at any time in a multi and wasn't looking good. And then, yeah, of course he did. 30 points to 10 against the Dragons, who, apart from Zach Lomax highlights, not much doing at the Dragons. Not much doing at all. For the Knights, Hastings, Tuala, Daniel Saifidi, Dylan Lucas, and Ponga with the tries. Zach Lomax, Ben Hunt scored tries for Dragons. They're a bottom four side, the Dragons. They're a bottom four side. And the Knights, they're showing enough to possibly be a top eight. I'm still not convinced. I liked Brayley. I like Brady playing hooker, solidifies things a little bit there. I'm happy I decided I went Lussick to Grant. I jumped off the going to Brayley train plan for next week. I'm glad I did because he scored 30-something, 37. So, I think he's going to improve their side from an NRL perspective. Supercoach-wise, maybe not an option, but wait and see there. Pong 117, if you're an owner, you're stoked. If he's scoring 117 in those conditions, And they've got the Roosters, who defensively were poor last week. They've got the Roosters Thursday night. Caelan Ponga, look out. Dylan Lucas, 93. He's dual. He was one we were looking at in the preseason there. And chuck him in the centres. He's a workhorse. He's just a really good scorer. Frizzell with, I think, a pretty serious hamstring injury, I think it was. So there's time there for Dylan Lucas for sure. Kai Pierce-Paul with 50, very popular trade in this week. I went another way after what I saw from Eliezer Katoa. I thought maybe he's my priority in the second row, or possibly Crichton. So I'm going to leave Kai Pierce-Paul alone with 50. He's just doing what he's been doing all year. There's going to be an 80 game coming up because he's going to score a try eventually. He looks very, very dangerous. But 50, if you're an owner, you're happy. He's scoring well, but scoring very consistently. At the Dragons, Lomax 112. He's got highlight reel stuff in his game for sure. He's got too many errors. I don't know why they keep talking him up for Origin. As if an Origin coach wants a bloke with that many errors in his game playing Origin at the high stakes level. No way, no chance. He ain't an Origin player. I wish people would stop talking about that. He's got a lot of good stuff in his game. He looked good when he went to fullback. Sloan got dragged to the wing because he just wasn't up to it at fullback, wasn't prepared to put his body on the line. Shock horror. And Lomax actually did look really good at fullback. I wouldn't be surprised if he's named there this week. If he is, I think they've got, I'm trying to think who they've got. It'll come to me. Who have they got? Now I'm interested. If he's a fullback, he's definitely an option because he's they got the Tigers. There you go. Because, yeah, he is a goer. He's definitely a goer. He can create a lot of stuff. And with Supercoach, you don't get punished so much for errors. But all the good stuff is where you score your points. So Lomax does have that in his favor. DeBellin, 65. Eisenhuth, 46. Just not much happening. If you're a Flanagan owner, 27. Not much happening there. Jack Bird looked like a serious knee injury. Looked terrible. Game was stopped for about 5 minutes. And then he was all right 10 minutes later. So there you go. Happy days for Newcastle. They plow on, as do we. Super sad day, and this was a pretty super sad day. And we were at a core backing up after a game the night before. And it was the Bunnies coming off three losses. Had the Good Friday win, so all's well at South Sydney against those plucky Warriors. How'd it turn out?
A double for Sean Johnson. They get them through the middle, and again, it's the veteran number 7 in support.
Matty Russell there for Fox Sports. As this was a one-sided smash-up job, got to play the music. South Sydney, what a joke. Latrell Mitchell, please. How he was not sent to the sin bin, possibly not the tackle on Tohu. The tackle was complete, and him and his psycho mate, Cody Walker, decided to tip him across over the horizontal, and he didn't land on his head, no big deal. But the raised elbow to Sean Johnson, and then the smother afterwards with a bit of the cuddle around the head, just joking, we're having fun out there, aren't we, mate? Such a grub. That was 10 in the bins. He's such a grub. He was put on report twice. Looks like he's going to get 3 weeks, Latrell Mitchell. And this club is in disarray, utter disarray. 34-4, and it wasn't even that close. Warriors were clinical. I'm not going to play the Betty Hill music while I'm talking Warriors. South, they have got so many issues. And all you hear is, there's problems with South Sydney. But no one actually dives into it. You'll hear people going, oh, gee, there's issues there. The stuff going on. They don't dive into the specifics of what that is. I don't know if it's no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to upset anybody. I don't know what the deal is. If you know what the problem is, come out and say it. I think people are walking on eggshells within the club and also the talking heads in the game that don't want to say it. It sounds like they know what's going on. They don't want to say it. And it's starting to frustrate me. I'd like to know. I've got a feeling it's got something to do with Latrell Mitchell and probably something to do with Cody Walker. I did hear something this morning that Demetrio, when they're doing their review and they're handing out bouquets, and Demetrio gave one to Latrell for the effort he put on at Ocar the week before. And Alex Johnson actually stood up and said, no, why are we rewarding grub acts like that? And yeah, so there's issues with that club. It's coming out in the way they play. They were smashed through the middle. As I predicted, Warriors would just smash them through the middle, and they did just that. South, their four pack is a disgrace. Let's talk positive. The Warriors, wow. Are they a legit premiership contender? You're goddamn right they are. They look really good. Really, really good. Sean Johnson, wow, wow, wow. Brought him in before the game, about 10 minutes before the game started. I looked at the side. I thought, oh, I'm going to boost. I'm going to do it. Luke Brooks, gone. In comes SJ. 40 minutes later, two tries to his name, couple of try assists. And I was disco dancing up State Highway 1, that's for sure. Let's look at the Supercoach scores. Latrell ended up with 73. I don't know how. What a grub. Does that make me racist? I don't know. You know, what's going on? A grub's a grub. Doesn't matter what color your skin is, you know. And yeah, Latrell, wow. They've got so many issues. Cody Walker's dead out of form, 39. There's just no, I would steer clear of any South players. And if you got them, I'd be Cam Murray aside, but even him, 47, Cook, 56. There's just nothing doing with that side. At the Warriors, Sean Johnson, 112. Slick. He is slick. Tamari Martin, 98. Slick. He is slick. Wade Egan, 88. Slick. He is slick. Nickel Clockstar, 88. You know what I'm going to say. Jackson Ford, 82. God, he is playing well. I mentioned him about 3 weeks ago. Did I follow through? No, I didn't. Why would I? Two of us a check with a try. 61 for him in his 200th game. Congrats to Big Roger. Two of us a check there. Barnett, he's now Jewel. Was he not Jewel before? He's Jewel now. Not the singer. 2RF, FRF. Look down here. Laban had a debut, 26. So I'd steer clear. You've got Katewell waiting in the wings to come back. Wade Egan through the middle of the ruck was just tearing him apart. Silky skill, some really nice moves there in the middle of the ruck. A little bit of deception and perfectly timed passes. Yeah, the Warriors are legit. They are legit for sure. Huge win. Bunnies in big trouble. Right, middle game on Super Saturday. Brookvale, DCE. To get the record for the most games for the Manly Warringah Seagulls against the Penny Panthers. I mean, good luck. You're not beating them, are you?
Batu for Croker. On to Brown. Brown out to Brooks. Dummies. Now Tom Trbojevic puts the foot down. Yes, sir. There he is. The man they call Turbo.
Dan Ganane there for Fox Sports. Calling a Trbojevic try of the Tommy variety as the Seagulls give the Panthers a hiding, 32-18 in front of a big old crowd there at Brookvale Oval on a Saturday afternoon. How good is that? Yeah, it was. You knew they were going to bounce back. I called it. I said they'd bounce back. I didn't think they'd beat Penrith. I thought they'd definitely play a much, much better game than they did the week prior. They were all over the Panthers, who were just, it was just an off day. It happens. They've had two of them. They're 2-3. For as dominant as Penrith have been, they're 2-3. Sorry, 3-2, 3-2. Pump the brakes, Shano. Pump the brakes, 3-2. But, yeah, Manly, they were slick. Trbojevic with a try. Cooler with a dubious try off what looked like a clear knock-on. He played to the whistle, picked the ball up, ran 80 metres, scored a try, and they gave it. Wow. And that was a turning point for sure. Cherry Evans with a try. Good on him. He was all over the place in a good way for Manly in his record-breaking game. Corey Waddell and Jackson Paolo scoring tries. Schneider, Edwards with a double for Penrith. Edwards, what? I wouldn't be stunned if he's the Origin fullback. He's just an effort guy. He just does all everything. He's not flashy, but he is flashy. He's an unflashy flashy, and which makes no sense. But you're getting what I'm saying there. He just gives it his all. He's such a tryer. Gives it everything. And yeah, I love the way he plays, and you've got to think he's a big chance for Origin for sure. Let's look at the scores. Cherry Evans 128. Like I said, all over it. Trbojevic 111. Their two stars who had absolute shockers, probably two of their worst ever games last week against St. George, they stood up in this one. They both tunned up. Ola Kawhi 276. Dude just looks like he's going to score a try every single game. Paseka looking strong, simply looking strong. The four pack is pretty good. It's pretty good. And they've got Matt Lodge to come back at some stage soon too. So, you know, Ben Trbojevic, 48. I think a lot of us were holding our breath having to play him this week. I know I was. And he didn't disappoint, 48. You will take that from him for sure. Garrick won, poor bugger, out of the game very, very early on. Head-to-head with James, and he had Garrick in his sights. So that wasn't going to help your cause, James. It's hard luck how it rolls. At Panthers, 119 for Edwards. Boom. Yo, 79. Just being yo. Schneider, 60. Again, he's solid. But Taylor May, just 38. Okay, that's now, we've now got, what, three games in a row of sub-40 scores, I think. So, okay. May to Manu, anyone? Anyone? I'll look into that a little bit later. Henry, minus one. That was my sad sob story for the week. Liam Henry, minus one. Even off the bench with Fisher Harris back, I was happy to play Henry. He'd done a good job recently, but yeah, minus one. Not to be. He's got the bye next week anyway, so he's not going to miss any footy. And yeah, I still think he's a solid third or fourth front row option for you if you need it with injuries, buys, things like that. Panthers will be fine. They get Cleary back after the bye. They'll lick their wounds. They'll be fine. The Seagulls, you know, they're a bit Jekyll and Hyde. But games like that, they are a fun Supercoach side to watch, that's for sure. When they play like that, it's pretty cool. Right, last game on Super Saturday, we were up in Brisbane, the Dolphins. Top of the table Dolphins with the most experienced coach in the league, with the youngest team in the league, playing the Tigers, who have got probably the most inexperienced coach in the league, who are usually down the bottom but have done all right to start the year. How did it play out at Suncorp?
Tell me, getting up there, he looked a little ginger. Great play, Dolphins. Bostock's on the move. Katoa's inside. Katoa's on his way.
Andrew Voss there for Fox Sports, calling one of the Dolphins' better tries. I put this one out there because Katoa is really starting to show us what all the hype was about last year and the year prior when he was at Penrith. He's starting to build into his game. I really like the way he's going about things. He scored a try. The Hammer scored. Nikarima and Bromwich for the Dolphins at the Tigers. Vatape with a double and Seifar scored a try. It was 26-16. This had the makings, and I was doing bubble bursting emojis to the mates in the group chat during this game because I thought the Tigers were going to get pumped. But the Dolphins maybe took the foot off a little bit. Tigers kept playing. Appy went off. He had looked like he had a quad issue. Thigh issue before the game. He was wearing a sleeve on the leg or whatever you call it. And he came off in the first half, but he didn't go to the sheds. He just went to the bench. I thought, okay. He came back on. He looked all right. He set up a try, the safe half try, and bumped his score up. So Appy owners like myself, pretty happy. Tigers stayed in it and pretty happy. Good one, Shana. Tigers stayed in it. And Dolphins didn't put him away like I thought. Some issues for the Dolphins. Flegler with a shoulder. Farnworth with an AC. The Flegler one, he's going to be touch and go for this week against the Broncos. Farnworth was definitely out. Looks like he might be out for a month or so. There was a try, the Hammer try, where Felice Kaufusi broke through. And he got a hammy when he broke through the line there. It's been a while. And his legs didn't know what to do. And his hamstring went, oh, ping. He'll be out too. So they're going to be a bit short-handed there, the Dolphins, for that game. They did have some injuries come out of it. Let's look at some Supercoach scores, eh? Marshall King was 70. Jeez, quality. Nikarima, 58. I thought he was really good as well. Hammer, 58. Katoa, 53. He's dual 5'8 halfback. I wonder if he's always been that or if that's new. because some positional changes happened overnight. Katoa, 53. He does have low scores in them, so maybe not. Kerr, 50. If you went on Kerr, you'll be happy with that for sure. Bostock, 50. Keeps making money. Not a lot else there at the Dolphins, but at the Tigers, Utoya Kamanu, 84. Now we're starting to see, and it's always a slow burn with front rowers, isn't it, in NRL. But now we're starting to see that potential come to reality. He looks very, very good. He looks quality. He'll be playing Origin, I think. He looks legit. Papali'i was 67. That's more like it. That's more like it. I know, Garth, I think you're a IPAP owner. Good job by you. Corey Asale, 60. What else? 12. Good on you. 12, 57. Olam, 32. Garth, I think you own Olam as well. You know, you were warned. I think that's, I know I said he, I think I might have said he's a beacon. He could be a beacon for the Tigers. I'll stand by that, but 32. So, but he's making money. He's going to make money. Fainu did get injured. Sione Fainu did come off, I think, with a, he might have just been an HIA. Low score for him if you own 12. That might stump the old cash Geno. But he is now dual as well. So, boom, there you go. Happy days. You can just hide him either in the front row or the second row. Happy days there. How are we going for time? Yeah, let's power on, eh? Let's power on. Let's go to Sunday. Townsville, licking our lips for this one, weren't we? Queensland battle here. The beleaguered Gold Coast Titans heading up the road for the short drive up to Townsville to take on the Cowmen. How to play out.
Queuing up here. Oh, that is beautiful. If there's no obstruction, it's one of the great tries this year, isn't it? The deception of Dearden for Drinkwater. No.
Renton speed there for Channel 9. You can't see it because this is a audio platform, but that was a silky try by the Cowboys. Scored by Drinkwater, helping the Cowboys to a 35-22 win over the Titans. This was, might have been 20-something-4, 26-4. And you thought, oh, they're going to put on at least 40 here. But the Titans came back. They scored 4 tries in the space of about 20 minutes in the second half there to make things interesting. But the Cowboys got home in the end. Laybutt scored a try. He's subsequently done an ACL, poor bugger, in his first full year. It's cut short there with an ACL. Tarlungi, Drinkwater with a double. Reece Robson was in everything. And Kyle Feld. All I needed was... I had Tarlungi, I had Drinkwater, I had Felt. I just needed Val for an anytime, a really juicy multi with 4 of those anytime, and Val couldn't produce against the Titans on a dry track. Come on. I had Val and everything. I captained them. Had it on Drinkwater up until about lunchtime, and then just decide who do I trust more, Drinkwater or Val. I think Val's going to get anywhere between 60 and 160, whereas Drinkwater could go anywhere from 30 to 130. I thought, you know what? I trust Val more. Drinkwater screwed me. So if you went Drinkwater, which a lot of you did, shout out to you, Bryce Caird, then good job by you. I'm happy owning and taking the half of the points that you scored from him. And Val captain was, you know, that's fine. Kelly Campbell, Haas, Cleese Haas, and both Fumoore. He's a good footballer. He was back to better form this this game for both for more. But, yeah, a bit of a – it got interesting in the second half, but in the end, the Cowboys did enough. Townsend, a dodgy hip drop as well to the sin bin. I don't even know if that's – he's going to have a case to answer there as well. He came back on, slotted a field goal and just to make it safe. But, yeah, another interesting decision there. Let's look at the Supercoach scores. Scott Drinkwater, 144. What do you do when you're thirsty? Drink some water and yummy, yummy, yummy. 144 in your tummy. Reece Robson, 117. A lot of talk, especially after the Warriors game, about Wade Egan being an Origin-style hooker to partner Arpy. And Robson's like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure I'm the incumbent. I think he is. And he's done nothing wrong. His form's been great. He's going to be the Origin. I'll be stunned if he is not the Origin hooker, or if not one of two Origin hookers in the squad. Val Holmes with 93. Happy with that. Captain him. Happy with that. Cotter, 68. Felt got the try scoring record for the Cowboys, overpassing Matty Bowen. Good job by you, Cole Felt. Tamalolo, 36. So I don't think there's too many other owners. Benny Fuiaki, 32. Warning bells there with him. At the Titans, Kelly, 83. Dave Fifita, 81. Do you get him next week? No, I think they've got the Raiders. So wait and see there. For more, 71. Brimson, 64. Campbell, 53. That did include a try. So, you know, be careful getting any Titans, I would have thought. Pahulu, the young fella on debut, got 30. He's maybe one to have a look at. He'll be bottom price if you need to free up some cash. Kieran Foran did go off with an injury as well, but he's not Supercoach relevant. But as far as the team is concerned, if Foran is out as well and then they're relying on Tanner Boyd, scary times. I think that might be the move for Brimson into the halves. Right, last game of what's been a really good round of footy, and we were at the nation's capital for a little bit of Raider and Eel action. Two teams that I despise.
Ethan Strange, through the line, their support inside. They're away. Hudson Young, does he go it alone? Simi Sasani, he gets the ball away. It's play on, and Seth Chris goes in.
Matty Russell, the love muscle there with the call for Fox Sports. It's twice for Matty Russell. He's normally only gets possibly one game a week, if that, but double time, maybe Warren Smith, Crook or whatever, but he might even be at the Masters or something like that. Calling a Raiders smash up on the hapless Parramatta Eels, 41-8. Parramatta, wow. You got some big problems. I didn't realize they're going to miss Mitch Moses, say that three times fast. As much as I thought, but they clearly are. The Raiders, they were good after getting a rocket last week. You would have thought from the performance, especially the second half performance against Cronulla, and they stood up and they said, sorry, Ricky, and we'll make it up to you. And they did. They did. Seb Chris, Xavier Savage, Matt Tomoko scored a double. He is quality. He is a quality player. Danny Levi, of course, he scored a fucking try. Bloody hell. Four tries in five games with Danny Levi. Right on, mate. Hudson Young, James Schiller scored tries as well. Mike Acevo, a double for Parramatta. 41-8. What a drubbing. Let's look at some Supercoach scores here. At the Raiders. Tomoko, 124. Schiller, 112. Keep an eye out. If he is playing next week, he's close to bottom dollar. He might be in that 238 mark there at CTW. I know you don't want too many Raiders stinking up the joint. Mind you, they just scored 41 points, and a lot of them scored well for Supercoach. He could be a downgrade option there if he's named. Watch out for that one. And it's always tricky. Tricky, sticky. Doesn't mind a few late switches. I had a feeling Trey Mooney was going to start. Excuse me. I just thought Trey Mooney was going to start on the edge in this game. But they went with Adam Mariota, and it worked out pretty well. Ethan Strange, 96. Happy, happy days. You'd be gutted. Last game, possibly someone, if you got a lot of depth this week, someone you don't play. 96 sitting on your bench. He looks good. Jeez, he looks like a really, really good player. It's his first year. Ooh, exciting times for NRL. Guys like him, guys like Katoa at the Dolphins, and Galvin at Tigers. We've got some really exciting young halves coming through. Xavier Savage with 90. He does have a little bit of that, dare I say, X factor, and he showed it. Hudson Young, 83. Fogarty, 82. Smithy, 69. Had to play big, big minutes. Just all base in the middle there. All the boring stuff. 69, nice. You will take that. If you get off at 69, you take it. God damn it. Anyone else? Levi, 42. Yeah, okay, mate. Look, if you got him, happy days. Still making your money. At the Parramatta Eels, Sivo, 74. Hopgood, 65. Dylan Brown, 55. Late try assist there. Bumped his score up. He's not a halfback. And it's showing. And this team is in trouble. I wonder if they give Sanders, the young halfback, they give him a crack. That might be at the detriment of everybody's new cheapy Talangi, because I think they need to get a proper halfback in there and put Dylan Brown back to 5'8". I think that's what they've got to do. And I wouldn't be stunned. I think Sanders, maybe if he's not in their top 30, they can't bring him in until round 10 or something like that. Not 100 on that rule. That's a bit iffy. But yeah, they need to do something. They need to do something there because this season might, dare I say, slip away. Because they're the Eels. It could slip away if they don't do something at halfback because Moses ain't coming back anytime soon. That was a, you know, like an 8 to 10 week injury, I believe. Madison, 48, played some decent minutes on the edge there. Lussick, just 38. Happy I traded him out. Lussick just doing a Lussick. Sean Lane, another underwhelming game, 37. And yeah, Talangi, 30. He's fine. Just relax. He's 204 grand. All right, take the 30. He's going to be making money. The Queen with 28. Oh, dear. Did a lot of whinging, a lot of moaning, a lot of complaining. Not a lot of playing really, really good footy for the Queen with 28. You can hear the contempt I've got for the Parramatta Eels. 41-8. The Raiders, who I dislike just as much, so I'm not exactly celebrating. But there is a bit of a wrap-up of round 5. Back in a minute. Right, the old bets didn't go so good. The Friday soggy unders, both games went over. What the hell is that about? Both games they're playing with snorkels and they went over. So that didn't work. $65, Panthers and the Cowboys. And the Panthers lost. So $100 gone. That's okay. We will fight on. It's only pretend money. Yes, I may have spent some real money as well. That's okay. I'll bounce back, turn that music off, and we'll turn something else on as we look to wrap things up on the podcast. Good score for old Shano this week and the Tomahawks. Let's have a look. What did we get? 1,270. So, yeah, really happy score there. Really happy with that score. Grant went well. Olakau'atu, everyone there went well. The Henry minus one didn't help. Bringing in Johnson with 112 was good. Strangers 96 was good. Captaining Holmes, Drinkwater's massive score. Trbojevic turned up. So lots of the hundreds there to bump the score up. So probably the first decent round I've had all year because I'm currently ranked in the 40,000th. So I should jump up a reasonable amount after that because, like I said, a pretty wide spectrum of scores, some 800, some 900, some 1,000s there. So to get 1,270, I'm very, very happy with that. So, yeah, I should see a decent bump up in the rankings. Hopefully you weren't too stung by what happened with Teddy, with What's-His-Face, Dom Young, and a few other things that happened. And hopefully you weren't too burnt in that. Look, this week coming up is an interesting one. There's players that you possibly... This could be one of those rounds where there's players that you really want. Do you actually need them? And for me personally, it's all about Joey Manu. Yes, obviously, I really want him in my Supercoach team. But do I need him? That's the question I'm going to have to ask myself. And if I do it, is it at the peril of someone who I don't actually want to trade out? Or... if it's someone I do, but a dead weight, am I going to have to waste another trade in order to be able to afford it? So something to keep in mind because there are some juicy options there. I think Crichton's interesting. Ali Katoa for sure. If you're still a Latrell owner, you've got to cut ties there. Where do you go? Do you buy up to Ponga or to Turbo? Do you go down to Pappy? Although they might be getting close to the same price. I don't mind the Pappy option. They're playing the Dogs. So, yeah, look, lots to think about this week. Look, be a friend, tell a friend. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I really, really do appreciate it. NRL Supercoach Therapy gmail.com for the emails, Q&A in the Spotify, and we'll hit up some question and answer in the round 6 preview, which will come up later in the week. Thanks for listening, team, and we'll catch you later.